Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel, from FuneralFuturist.com. We are continuing our series of pre-convention interviews for the National Funeral Directors Association Convention and Expo that is going to be held in Las Vegas, Nevada, from October 6th to the 10th. Today's guest is Stephanie Peters from SESCO Management Consultants, located in Bristol, Tennessee. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Stephanie. Now, Stephanie, could you please maybe just give the listeners a little bit of background about yourself and your company?
Yes, I'd be happy to. SESCO Management Consultants has been a management consulting firm in the field of human resources for over 60 years now. We were established many, many years ago to help employers, primarily small to medium, entrepreneurial, and state, provide compliance with all the regulatory changes that were happening in employment. Since then, we have grown into a full-service human resources consulting firm, helping clients in all industries and all sizes manage their most important asset, their human resources. Everything from compliance to training and development, compensation, handling a difficult employee situation, policy and practice, and so forth. Myself, I have been with SESCO for almost 10 years now, primarily out of the Bristol, Tennessee office, our headquarters, but most recently creating an office in the Richmond, Virginia area to service our clients more timely. I am a human resources generalist by nature, focus on all areas of human resources practices. I do specialize a little bit more in training and development, national speaking, and working with our larger clients, but also work on EEO representation and investigation and compliance with regards to compensation practices and pay practices within employers. We as a firm have worked with NFDA and have been retained by the association for many years. We have a long history of working within the industry and the small independent funeral homeowner.
Now, Stephanie, before we kind of get into talking about the presentation, could you maybe just give a little bit of information on that you're going to be present there at in their Professional Resource Center at the NFDA?
Of course. One of the things we wanted to do this year is make sure that we had access to meet as many of the members as possible. Many members don't understand or recognize that they have access to us, oftentimes free of charge, to ask questions. Anything from how do we handle this difficult situation to a more specific compliance question. Through our relationship with the NFDA, they do have this available, like I said, oftentimes at no cost, and many may not recognize it. So one of the things that we did this year was make ourselves available on Tuesday, October 9th, between the hours of 12 and 2:30, and the same hours, 12 to 2, 2:30 on Wednesday the 10th, within the professional resources area with NFDA. So members can stop by, either meet us and see, meet us face-to-face if they have spoken to us over the phone, or ask some pertinent questions and explore some avenues in which they can work with us.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, there on the Wednesday morning, you're going to be presenting Developing a Highly Productive and Professional Organization. So, and obviously with the background that you've given us, we're going to be talking about human resources. So can you maybe just expand a little bit on the problem that you're going to be solving with the presentation or that you'll be addressing?
Sure, I'd be happy to. That morning on the 10th, we will be spending about 2 hours to work with the attendees in developing organizations that are obviously by title, highly productive and professional. Many of our organizations, whether you have one funeral home, whether you have multi-sites, rely on the multitasking of professionals, the professional image, the inclusion of strategy and management objectives to make sure that we're serving our client families in the best way possible. One of the things that we're going to look at, or the two main things that we're going to look at, is the dispersional profile and training and development. How do we, one, select and retain the most qualified individual for that position, taking into account just not skills and abilities, but culture? Will they fit in with our organization? Will they be able to see and understand and internalize our mission and a vision and what we expect our organization to be in the future? So it's the culture piece. The second piece is that training and development. How do we bring individuals along? How do we grow them? The biggest idea throughout this program is the idea of human capital.
Mm-hmm.
Human capital being the sum knowledge, skills, and abilities of your workforce. Knowing that that's how our mission vision is carried out and essentially how we compete in our industry is we want to make sure that we are growing the best human capital possible, retaining the highest qualified staff so that we can serve the mission of the organization. So that's what we're going to be focusing on.
And it's such a, you know, it's such a problem, in funeral service, just, attracting and keeping those mm-hmm. people. It's not a 9-to-5 job, and, you need to work on a lot of those things to keep them engaged and happy and also to keep them around, right?
Of course. Obviously, we recognize that one of the key tenets of our business is, consumer, for lack of a better term, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And you want that continuity in care and service of the families. You want the continuity so that, again, we go back to the mission and vision is carried out of the owners, that grand design of how they want to serve their community. But we also have to recognize that there are needs of the employees. And you're right, it's not a 9-to-5 job. There are a lot of specifics to our industry that are impacted by the people that we hire. Today's employment is changing. We just can't do business as usual. Compensation is being affected, flexible scheduling, obviously the applicant pool itself is being affected. So the more that we can focus on retaining the right people the first time and then growing them internally, meeting them as many needs as possible, the more likely we are going to succeed in the industry.
Now, at your presentation, then, what are you going to specifically detail then to educate the funeral directors that will be there?
Right. We have two focus areas. One is an assessment tool that we like to recommend and to help screen and hire individuals who work best within the culture, leadership, and the professional team of the organization. It's called the DISC, D-I-S-C, Personal Profile. It's a tool that we use quite often in hiring, but also in personnel management. It's extremely effective in building teams, helping individuals understand themselves better to include their strengths as well as areas of development. It can help everything from improving sales to human relations skills, client service skills, and so forth. So really, we recognize that these professional employees are the face of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So this tool is going to help us recognize what that face looks like before we make the offer of employment and secondarily manage them once they're on site. The other tools, I'm sorry?
Oh, I was going to say, Now I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
Profile system. Is it, we've heard of things like Myers-Briggs. Is it
mm-hmm.
something similar to that? Or
it's actually validated against the Myers-Briggs, and it's very similar in the traits that it measures. Our personal opinion is it's not as cumbersome. It's a little bit easier to interpret and use on a day-to-day managerial basis. It certainly is supportive, and if you would run the Myers-Briggs and the DISC together, you would have a lot of complementary results.
Okay.
But again, we find it very a little bit more day-to-day useful.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I interrupted you there.
You're fine. The other tool we're going to look at is training and development resources. How do we work with our managers, our office, and our frontline employees to ensure that they have the training and the skills and the capacities to do what we need them to do on a day-to-day basis? So we're going to talk about how small organizations primarily, who may not have a large training budget or an on-site training manager, full-time trainer, can look at the tools that are available to them, whether it be through NFDA, through CESCO, developing their own tools in-house to make sure that they're really building the capacities and the skills of their employees year after year so we remain most competitive.
Okay. Now, for the people then that that are attending, what can they then take from that presentation are they going to get some tools that they could go home to the back to the funeral home and start working with mm-hmm. the next day?
Right. They probably, for the most part, they're going to leave with information in hand and contact information.
Mm-hmm.
If they are interested in tools such as a disc, we will make it available to them where they can try it out or gain additional knowledge on how to obtain it. With regards to training and development, they will have all the tools in their hands to go back and either design their own programs or access ready-made programs through NFDA and SESCO if that's the path that they wish to choose.
Well, and it's so, you know, today with, you know, having to manage, you know, for the managers and the owners, they have so many things on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they're looking for, you know, probably they've taken the funeral home over from, you know, from maybe from their parents or something like that. And, you know, nowadays dealing with new employees of, you know, whether it be baby boomers or Generation X or Y, they're facing a lot of different situations that previous generations didn't have to deal with. So it's great that they can actually have a place to turn to that actually has funeral specific information for them that kind of understands why we have to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to perform a transfer or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Correct. A lot of what we talk about really is that strategy and that culture piece. How do you transition what the expectations are to the employee but make it individualized, whether it be that new employee who isn't expected to or doesn't expect to be as responsive as maybe prior generations, or maybe their needs and their focuses of what they expect out of the employment relationship has changed. The other thing that we focus on is recognizing that these tools and systems to help businesses don't have to be cost prohibitive. When we talk about the funeral home and recognize its multi-needs and the owner and all the things that they need to focus on, obviously our budgets can be quite large. The disc personal profile, the training, some of the things that we're going to talk about are all very manageable. They're very reasonable, the things that organizations can institute without having to take out a second mortgage. So they're very realistic. They recognize on the very real problem, but also to make it so cumbersome that the managers either, one, don't want to do it or can't afford to do it.
Oh, great. Well, Stephanie, it sounds like it's going to just be a great presentation and something that we in funeral service need just because of current labor issues and
mm-hmm.
and the changing demographics. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to your presentation, and I'll see you in Vegas. Do you have any
Lovely.
Final thoughts?
No, I certainly appreciate the time and the opportunity, and I encourage anybody who has any questions prior to the conference to give us a call and let us know or visit with us while we're there. I'll be there starting on Monday, so I'm certainly available.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you to Stephanie Peters from SESCO Management Consultants, who will be presenting Developing a Highly Productive and Professional Organization at the NFDA Convention and Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada, October 6th through the 10th. For more information and registration details, visit www.nfda.org. Check back soon for another pre-convention interview. On behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future.